I am talking now with Maya Bussey, a senior at GFW High School. Hello.
Hi.
First question, who are your parents and where do they work?
My parents are Richard and Becky Bussey, and my mom is a middle school English teacher at the middle school in Fairfax.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, he is a middle school science teacher as well as the AD for GFW.
Okay. When you were a little kid, I'm going to back up even further. Were you a transfer student, or have you gone to GFW your whole life?
I've gone to GFW my whole life.
Okay. When you were a small girl, first or second grade, what did you want to be when you grew up?
When I was younger, I always wanted to be a teacher. And I think that had to do with my parents, because they were both teachers, and I kind of just, that's the only thing I knew.
So what is your current plan for after high school?
I'm going to attend the University of Sioux Falls, and I plan on majoring in biology.
How did you go from wanting to be a teacher to wanting to major in biology?
Well, I did a job shadow in ninth grade, and I job shadowed a first grade teacher, and I realized, yeah, this probably isn't for me. And then this year I took human physiology and anatomy, and I really liked that class, and I'm also in AP bio. And those classes are really interesting to me, so I want to do something with biology and hopefully in the medical field.
Now, biology is a pretty huge field, and you mentioned medical, so you're specializing a bit. So do you have any idea of where you'd ultimately like to go?
In the medical field?
Yeah. What direction would you like to go in?
Yeah, I want to become a physician assistant.
Okay, and for people like me who aren't entirely sure what that means, what does that mean?
So that is like more of a general doctor. So you can work in a lot of different areas with that degree.
So what school activities are you involved in? And I'm wondering if maybe they sort of connect with what you're doing right now.
I am in volleyball, basketball, and golf. And then I am also in the pop choir and the jazz band, and then student council and NHS.
What do you like about those activities?
I like that they're all kind of a different group of people. So then you get to make friends with a lot of different people, and they're all different activities. So you kind of get to dip your toes into every little thing we have at our school.
In school, what are the classes that are more difficult for you, and which ones come easier for you?
The classes that were most difficult for me were college government. I walked in there knowing nothing about government. Walked away learning a little bit.
Okay.
And
we'll take it.
Yeah. My easiest classes would probably have to be choir and band, because those are the ones I enjoy the most. And it's just easy to go to those classes and like have a good time, and they go by really fast.
Are you more comfortable in classes where there are definite right or wrong answers like math or science, or do you like classes like art or English where there's a bit more room for interpretation?
I would have to say I like classes that are more up for interpretation, like more discussion-based instead of question, like right or wrong answers.
What are some of your hobbies when you're not in school?
I really enjoy playing the piano. So I do that in my free time a lot, and I like to hang out with my friends and go to movies, go out to eat, those kind of things.
So you play the piano, but you're also in band, so they don't have a piano in band, I'm assuming. So what instrument do you play in band?
I am a percussionist, so all the drums I get to play.
What do you like about that? Did you choose it, or was it chosen for you?
Yeah, I started playing the drums in sixth grade when we started band.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that because there's a lot of different instruments you get to play. You can play the xylophone or the drums or like the cymbals or anything like that. So there's a lot of variety in that area.
So have you been going, I can't remember if I asked this, have you been going to GFW your whole life?
Yes, I have.
Yes. So in the long term, could you see yourself moving to a bigger city, or do you like living in a smaller town?
I enjoy living in a smaller town, but I like all the benefits that big cities have, like not having to travel 30 minutes to go to a movie or go out to eat. And I am moving to a bigger city, but the school is still super small, so I kind of get a little bit of both.
Say it's 10 years from now, and you're your high school 10-year reunion, and you're seeing people you haven't seen for a while, and all of a sudden the memories come flooding back. What do you think are going to be some of your strongest memories from your high school years?
I think some of my strongest memories would be definitely going to football games, especially this past year. Our football team had a lot of success, and that was really fun to go to all those games.
If you had a chance to talk with someone, like a senior at one of these huge schools in the Twin Cities with 500 students in their graduating class, how would you explain maybe some of the benefits or some of the disadvantages of going to a smaller school?
I would definitely say some of the benefits would be being able to know almost everybody 9 through 12. And in classes with 500 kids, you only get to know a select few. And it's nice to know how to interact with all different people and just get to know everybody.
I've been talking with Maya Bussey, a senior at GFW High School. Thank you.
Thank you.